Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
One of our favorite times of the week, Nick Kostos. He's on the line, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Limits do we have? There he is. There he is, Nick Kostos, and I'm sure that he's feeling better about his pick that the Ravens would come on and perhaps win this division. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Great to be on with you guys. Happy Halloween. Yeah, brutal run out for the Steelers. I think that, and I said this with you guys last week, the loss to Cincinnati a couple Thursdays ago, I think, is the one that's really going to stick in their craw when we get to the end of the year, because I do think at this point, like, the Ravens are probably just going to win the division, and that's it, and it sucks. As someone who was invested in the Steelers before,
it sucks.
I mean, it does.
I think he's right at this point.
Nick, what do you think of my call? Not only do I think they will win the division and pass the Steelers, I think they're going to do it by Thanksgiving weekend.
So I guess, like, let's see what the schedule is, right? See, the
I know
problem,
theirs is easy.
I detailed this last week for you guys. Like, just because they're favorites in a game does not mean they're going to win. But it means that they have, like, the betting market, which has millions upon millions of dollars bet into it and might be the hardest betting market to beat in the world, NFL sides. They're going to be favored in every game except for maybe week 17 on the road at the Green Bay Packers, which doesn't mean they're going to win out. Just they're going to be favored to win a lot of these games. Now, Pittsburgh is a dog this weekend. I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Colts. On the road at the Chargers, they'll be a dog. Host Cincy, they'll be a favorite in that game. At Chicago, we'll see. Home Buffalo, at Baltimore. They go to Detroit, host Baltimore. I mean, I don't know about Halloween or Thanksgiving rather, but yeah, like I do think it's going to happen at some point before Christmas. The Ravens are going to overtake the Steelers.
I mean, I think it's easily going to happen by Christmas. And that's not even the Steelers, like, losing every game out, because you know how cynical people can get.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh man, they're just not going to win again, and they're going to finish, like, what would it be, like 4-13?
I mean, you know, their only path now to the playoffs, I think, is going to be the division. But how do you see this game playing out here, Nick? They're going against the most powerful offense probably in the league this year.
Yeah, they're going to give up a lot of points. The defense is the broken record stuff, right? The Steelers' defense is bad. I have no idea how they're going to fix it. I said last week with you guys, I love the over on Sunday Night Football. I mean, once Green Bay put pedal to the metal in the second half, like, there was nothing the Steelers could do. Losing Deshaun Elliott, I actually think, is a massive deal. Like, a really good, like, run-stuffing safety. Now here's Jonathan Taylor, who's been, like, the best player in football this season. There is a path for the Steelers to win this game. Like, it does exist. They're going to have to win 35-31, 34-31, 31-28, 27-24. They can't win a low score. Like, if they don't score a ton of points, they are going to lose this game because Indy is going to score. Now, I like the Colts in the game. I think the thing that I am most confident in is that Indianapolis is going to score a lot. So maybe the best bet is Colts team total over. I do like the full game over at 50.5. I think we see a lot of points scored. I can't bet the Steelers here. It's Indianapolis or nothing for me. And I think the Colts will, the first digit in Indianapolis to score this weekend, I think will be a 3.
Would you even look at maybe like alternate spreads and things like that for people if they're really confident in the Colts to cover, I don't know, like 9.5 or 13.5, something like that?
See, what's funny about the Steelers is that what's happened on the field is the like exact inverse, the diametric opposite of what like everyone thought it was going to be coming into the year, which was the defense is going to carry them. And is the offense going to be able to give you enough? And now it's like the other way around. Like the defense give you enough because the offense can carry this team. I don't know that I would want to lay huge numbers with Indianapolis only because like I do think the Steelers can score in catch-up mode. I'm a bigger Aaron Rodgers fan than most. But look, like if the Colts won this game by 14 like they did on the road at the Chargers a couple of weeks ago, would it be that big of a surprise? No. So Donnie, like I see where you're at, but I do think the Steelers can score enough to fall inside a big number. I don't think they'll cover the game number. I think the Colts will win. I think the game goes over the total.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie. Football brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Nick, it's an interesting week around the NFL, and one of the more interesting games in the AFC is Chiefs, the suddenly surging Chiefs at the Bills. How do you size that one up?
Yeah, I think I sized it up by saying I think the Chiefs are going to slam them.
So
I love
I.
Kansas City. Yeah. It's my favorite bet of the week. Now, obviously, bet responsibly. I can be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. I feel really confident about this one. The problem with Buffalo's defense is that it's not very good. The players aren't good. I don't think they can fix it. Ed Oliver is their best defensive player. He's out for indefinitely, maybe for the season with a torn biceps. I don't know how they're getting stops. How are the Bills stopping the Chiefs like ever in this game? I don't think they're going to be able to get a pass rush on Mahomes. I think he's going to have a lot of time to throw, and all of his weapons are healthy, and they're going to put up a big number. Now, this is not to say that like Josh Allen isn't great and Josh Allen can't score and like keep the Bills in the game. I don't think the Chiefs are going to win like 35-7 or anything like that, but look, like you asked me who's going to win the game. It's a small point spread. I'll take the guy who always wins. I'll take Patrick Mahomes and feel really good about it.
Nick, how about the other game involving an AFC North team with the Browns on a bye? The Bengals are at home getting 3 points from the Bears, who are coming off a disappointing game. How do you think Cincy goes into this one? And I know that Cincy's pretty much out of things, but I just want to ask about a fellow AFC North foe.
Yeah, Cincy's defense is the worst defense in the league. Like, number one. The worst, 32, if you want to put it that way. Made the Jets offense look like the 2007 Patriots last week. it looks like, and things can change, I think Jake Browning's going to start on Sunday. Like the reports today seem to be pessimistic on Joe Flacco. Nothing has been announced yet. It's possible Flacco will start, but he has an injury to his throwing shoulder. Like that, it doesn't sound great for a quarterback. So my best guess is that Browning starts. When Browning starts, this will be Chicago -3. Maybe Chicago even gets bet from there. And I don't know how you bet the Bengals at that point. Like, I'm going to like Chicago in the game. Caleb Williams has not been great this season. The Bengals defense, I think, is going to make him look like Sid Luckman. I'll take the Bears on Sunday once it's announced that Jake Browning is starting, not Joe Flacco.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Very curious for your thoughts on this game, because there's a team in the AFC that's very interesting to me, but I don't know how good or bad they are, and maybe both of these teams. It's Houston at home against Denver. The Texans, like, they were right there with the Rams. They lost by 5. They were lost by 1 to Tampa. They crushed Baltimore. They beat San Fran. They're in every game, and I think they have a great defense, but their offensive line stinks. Who wins this game? And what is either one of these two teams a legit contender in the AFC when it's all said and done?
So I would say, like, for Houston, like, some of that context matters. Like, yes, like, they beat Baltimore. It's like they beat Baltimore, like, an entire team of backups when everyone was injured for Baltimore. Yeah, and I liked Houston last week. I bet them against San Francisco. And, like, we could talk Giants Niners if you want. Like, however bad you think the San Francisco 49ers defense is right now, like, it's worse. With a ton of players out, and it's like all the good players are out. So this, it's a really fascinating handicap. And I actually thought, like, I have a strong opinion on the game. I think the Broncos are going to win by 10. Now, with that being said, I've talked to some really sharp people this week, like people who bet professionally, and they like Houston. And the reason why they like Houston is because Patrick Surtain, who's like maybe the best reigning defensive player of the year, is out 4 to 6 weeks for the Broncos. And when you take that chess piece out of the defense for Vance Joseph in Denver, it makes the defense like eminently more attackable. Like Nico Collins looks like he's going to play. Who's going to cover him? Riley Moss, who leads the NFL in players in the secondary with penalties, pass interference, and otherwise. Like I could see Nico Collins having a nice game. But where I come down on it, Joe, it's the last thing that you said. The Texans' offensive line is maybe the worst in the league. It's them and the Raiders, I think, is the two worst offensive lines in the league. And the reason why they were able to beat, well, I liked them last week against San Francisco, is because the Niners can't rush the passer right now. All their pass rushers are injured. That's not the case here with Denver. Now, C.J. Stroud's better than Bo Nix, and I think if you put C.J. Stroud on Denver, the Broncos would be a legit Super Bowl contender. But that's not what this is. I don't think the Texans are going to be able to move the ball. I like the Broncos on Sunday.
Nick, how about the zesty Monday night football matchup? Mm. I don't know if either team is really all that good. I mean, Dallas's offense, I think, is really fun watch, but that defense is just horrid. Arizona, they've fallen off a cliff after a 2-0 start, but they seem to keep it competitive against some pretty good teams. Like, they're a really weird team to judge, I feel, the Cardinals,
well,
that is.
Yeah, Donnie, I'd say this about Arizona. Like, when they're a big favorite, bet against them. When they're a big dog, bet on them. All their games end up coming down to the wire, and they usually lose. They're a pretty predictable team in that respect. So we don't get to do that here, right? Because the point spread's really small. Cowboys -2.5. I think Jacoby Brissett is going to start for Arizona, not Kyler Murray. And for people that are in fantasy leagues like me, who have Kyler Murray on some teams, like, I would have a backup plan in place. I think it's like 51% Brissett, 49% Kyler Murray. No matter who the quarterback is, the total's 53.5. It's not high enough. All of these games that the Cowboys play in are high scoring. Their defense is atrocious, almost as bad as the Bengals. I'll go over 53.5. And if you told me Kyler was playing and the number was 3, I'd like Arizona. I think it's going to be Brissett and probably no bet on the side of the game for me.
Nick, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time, man.
You got it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Nick.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Donnie, I meant to get to this in the numbers game. Let's hit it up right now. Shane Steichen, Colts coach in his career, and that would include one game as the Eagles offensive coordinator in 2022 when they hammered the Steelers. You remember that game, 35-13?
Yes.
So he's been either the coordinator or the head coach calling plays against Tomlin 3 times, twice for the Colts each of the last 2 years, and once with the Eagles. He's 3-0. His offenses average 31 points, 377 yards, 138 rush yards, and 21 first downs per game against Tomlin. Wow. I mean, it's impossible to think that this Steeler defense is going to keep them. I'll say keep them under 28-30. It's impossible to think they'll do that. And I think it's more likely it's going to be in the mid 30s.
Yeah, that's why I thought a little bit earlier, the Steelers' hopes of winning this game. Now, you said one of the avenues, keep the Colts offense off the field. That's always a good one. Like, it's one of the, you know, 100-year-old adages in football, the best defense is a good offense.
And put up a bunch of points on the way there.
And you have to go in, or at least the offense, Arthur Smith, Aaron Rodgers, the whole crew, they have to go in with the mindset of, we have to score 31-plus if we want any shot. because I do think the Colts are easily putting up 30 and probably more. So the offense has to think to itself, we have to put up 31, probably 35, maybe even 40 if we want a real chance to win this game. They have to go toe for toe. It has to be like a heavyweight fight, like haymaker after haymaker. They can't really settle for threes, even though Boswell is automatic.
Or you could phrase it as more of a rope-a-dope. You know, more of a rope-a-dope where you slow the fight down. And, well, maybe not a rope-a-dope. No, maybe more of Sugar Ray Leonard against Hagler in their final fight, where you never really get hit. You slow the fight to sort of a nothing, a crawl. That's the Steelers' best bet, is to keep the ball on offense, make it boring, like Leonard Hagler, convert on third downs, run against that Colts nickel defense. They love to have a bunch of defensive backs out. In some ways, it's a great matchup, especially if Sam Allo were healthy, for the Steelers and their physical run game, for that jumbo package. Man, I'd stay in that all night if I was them against this team. That's I think, the Steelers' best route to winning. Just dumb the game down, make it boring, take time off the clock, and then when they hit you with a haymaker, make sure there's not a follow-up. Don't get knocked out. You know what I mean?
I also think they have to be willing to take chances offensively in this game. Not necessarily like deep downfield chances. That's not what I mean.
Fourth downs, you
Fourth
mean?
Fourth down chances have to be taken in this game,
yeah,
when applicable. I mean, if, you know, obviously if it's you're way behind the sticks and you have the ball on your own 30, punt it away. But when you have an opportunity anywhere around midfield,
what about you? Closer, I was just going to present you with a scenario, because teams have done this and they do it more and more, and it becomes so commonplace that I can't even think of an example. But I know Andy Reid has done it early in playoff games against the Bills. I know Sean McVay has done it in your own territory. Let's say that the Steelers have a 4th-and-1 early in the game at their own 31, less than 1 yard. You going for that? I am.
I would, because even though, yeah, that can backfire on you and the Colts can score, they're probably going to score anyway if you punt the football away. And you know, he can make the argument about the field position and, you know, the game of inches and everything. I think the Colts are going to score on you anyway. They'll do it more quickly if they do it from 31 yards out opposed to 70 yards out. It's also just a way of setting a tone.
Yeah, I agree.
Telling your opponent that we are not afraid of you. And ultimately, keeping the football in your possession. Now, yeah,
I agree.
They may not be 100% on those. They could certainly backfire, and the Colts could get an easy short field and a touchdown a few plays later. But I just like the mentality of it, of like, hey, I'm going to go against my ways.
Yeah, I like the mentality.
I'm going to do something I don't normally do. We're going to go for it on 4th-and-inches from our own 30.
Yeah, I like the mentality and the strategy, both. I think that makes total sense.
Because something else that a lot of coaches love to say, well, if we can't get 1 yard, we shouldn't win the football.
He has said it.
And I mean, yeah, like every coach.
Yeah.
Like it's a classic coach speak line. So why not try it? Like, why not take that chance that could build into something that could spur an upset in this game? Wake the people up.
The Steelers have an automatic play. They should, and it's not a running play. For short yardage, like even 1 yard. And that is, if either DK Metcalf or Mount Washington is single covered, just throw them a pass into the post. It's automatic, Donnie. That touchdown last week to DK Metcalf, he could have done that 100 times in a row, and he's catching 99 of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have so many options in that scenario, whether you just want to run it right at them. I know that, you know, maybe a quarterback sneak isn't really in the cards given the age and stature of Aaron Rodgers at this point, but you have a lot of options you can go with. You can be a little bit creative. Let Artie Smith do it.
I agree 100% with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming up here on the 50-minute mark fairly soon, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years and Limits. It's cloudy today with a high of 51. Nick Herbig, although it's actually sunny today. Low of 41. Peyton Wilson. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All heck has broken loose in the studio with costumes left and right. Somebody's dressed as Donnie Football here on a Donnie Football Friday. Either one of you guys partial to candy corn? Donnie, how about you?
I always catch so much hell for saying I don't mind candy corn. It's not going to be my first or second round pick. Joe, what happened over there?
I spilled water.
Oh, no.
But at least not on ponies.
Is it on the computer?
No, it's not on the computer.
I just see your papers in a pile of slop.
It's not looking good here.
I mean, it's not going to be my first, second, or third round draft pick if we're ever doing a candy draft.
You only eat it once a year, Donnie.
Yeah.
There's no way you're eating candy corn outside of this week, are you?
No. I like eggnog, too. And I'm getting ready for that season right around the bend.
Why isn't eggnog more of a year-round feature? I saw, in fact, Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football said that they've done a horrible job of marketing eggnog and they should change the name. Nobody wants egg in their drink and nog doesn't sound like something you'd want to drink.
What are they going to call it?
Well, let's think about that. What would you call eggnog, Limits?
Holiday milk?
Holiday milk.
I've never had eggnog before.
That's an unbelievable name, Donnie. It should be. No, but then even then you're limiting the scope. Why am I not drinking a nice, you know, eggnog with cinnamon or nutmeg over ice on July 24th? Just a little dabble, do you, right?
I think it's similar to how we don't eat watermelon on Christmas. Or do you eat pumpkin pie in the middle of July?
Well, no, you don't cook a turkey in the middle of July either, which is really a shame, Donnie, isn't it? Why don't we have turkey dinners all year round?
I mean, I'm for that. Honestly, when I was growing up, there would just be random times in the middle of the year where my dad would just make like a pseudo Thanksgiving.
Or even Cornish hens, miniature turkeys.
I know you like those.
Yeah, they're delicious. It's basically a stuffed turkey.
But Joe,
that's all it is.
It's why you enjoy and appreciate the food during that time of the year.
I know.
Because you enjoy it and eat it at a special moment, like Thanksgiving or your Christmas casserole.
That's a fair point.
My aunt makes a really good breakfast casserole that we eat on Thanksgiving morning.
A quiche.
I think Donnie's lying. Nobody likes candy corn. What particularly do you like about it? It tastes like you're biting into a candle. What do you like about candy corn? What does it even taste like?
I thought you were going to say you liked it.
No, it's horrifying.
You know the strange thing about it?
And it's always stale. How is it always stale? I'll tell you why. Because nobody ate it last year, and so we brought it out this year. That's why stale.
I just dabble with it.
Joe, the weird thing about candy corn is when you would go like trick...
when you dabbled on...
I grabbed a couple pieces.
Yeah, where is it usually, though? And it just appears...
People will put it in like a jar. Like you go over for maybe a Halloween party or some party around
the fall.
But it's
so unremarkable and unenjoyable. It's a piece of candy corn. It's something you feel compelled maybe to eat at Halloween. But there's nothing good about it. Is there?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not making it any, you know, it's kind of like an undrafted free agent. I'm not making it any
special
of my
teams.
I'm not making it any sort of any draft pick.
I hear you, and you don't hate it. That's the point.
Well,
I
and
guess.
Candy corn, people kind of just throw it in the bag. It's like not in a wrapper or anything. So they just throw like a handful into the bag.
I know.
It's like, oh, like if you just throw a handful of M&Ms into my bag, I'm not going to eat
that.
What are
you doing? Why that? It's almost like it's just accoutrement. It's like a little thing. It's like the parsley you throw on mashed potatoes or something. Do they throw parsley on that, Donnie? On mashed potatoes? Is that the garnish?
To make it look a little fancy. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is too. Limits, you had something to say on that?
Oh, that's just what I wanted to add about candy corn. Oh, okay. Not a high fascination with it. All right, so the Bechdel Breakdown, which has been hijacked again by Joe for another week.
Well, we have extra time today. We came in with more time than usual.
So our guy Zachary Smith points out that bookies.com says that the Steelers are the favorites to land Calvin Ridley if he's traded.
I'll bet he'd make a good receiver, don't you think, Donnie?
Would you put money on that?
I'd be willing to wager a little.
Who are they going to sign next? Terry Rozier? What, is Calvin Ridley?
Chauncey Billups.
this doesn't move me one way or the other, although I have no idea what he's done this
season. I mean,
season,
I'll be honest. So this season, it's been ugly for everybody in Tennessee.
Yeah,
but he's coming, Dan Moore.
He's coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons even after not playing
in
2022.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a productive player when healthy.
Yeah, now that I look at that, I think it was just an opportunity for a cheap betting joke on my part. Yeah, I would like him here, actually.
Yeah, it would be okay. Jacoby Myers is better. Next, Adam Schefter saying that after Chris Greer was fired, their general manager in Miami, Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of the season at least.
What does Mike McDaniel think of that, I wonder?
The remainder of the season at least.
He was really frustrated at the... he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
He stays, Donnie. He's still here.
I mean, that pretty much clears everything up, doesn't it, Donnie? Those quotes.
It is remarkable to me that this guy has been able to dodge the firing sword all this time.
Yeah.
How?
He sounds like
I thought after that blowout loss to Cleveland, okay, that would do it in. I mean, they just got housed by the Cleveland Browns. No, he stays. I thought after last night, okay, they're going to have a long, you know, like a 10-day layoff after this. This is a time where we see it happen. They part ways with the GM. They keep this guy around. Does he have just like some piece of blackmail?
It's amazing.
On Stephen Ross?
Every time he talks, he sounds like he just smoked 10 bongs in Mammal's trailer.
He has to be, and I know he's actually been a coach that has gotten to the playoffs before. He has to be one of the least inspiring head coaches in history.
Yeah. Are you aware of the Mammal's trailer story, Donnie?
I am not.
To make a long story longer, I used to live next to a guy named Don Braun. He was an offensive lineman.
Don Braun?
Yeah, nicknamed Mammal. And his dad was an amusement park equipment salesman. So this dude would have equipment like those jumpy things, the plastic bubbles that you jump in and stuff like that, yeah, all over his back, the giant backyard with amusement park equipment in it. And one of the things he had in there was like a little tin box that would be like a concession stand. Well, we hijacked that thing and called it Mammal's Trailer and used to have parties inside it. We would just shut the door and we'd be drinking Boone's Farm wine and doing God knows what else in Mammal's Trailer.
At what age?
Eh, 7 or 8. No, like what? Like 16 or 17.
Okay.
Yeah, in there. Mammal's Trailer was the spot.
I think that'd be a great spot.
Yeah. You should have met Mammal. You would have gotten along good with. He's your type of guy.
He sounds yeah, like it. He sounds like the ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
He's a Daniel Vogelback figure. Good old Mammal. Anyway, I'm sorry, Limits. What have we got?
It's okay. And the Bechtel Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating for all your plumbing and heating needs. The World Series.
Did you ever try Boone's Farm Wine?
No.
Have you, Limits?
No.
Does it still exist?
I have no... Boone's Farm Wine.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it tasted like grape juice with the effects of wine. A very weak wine, I might add. But it was something.
Yeah, it looks like they still have it.
Yeah,
here.
It was great.
You think
sorry.
Pomp has ever had it?
I don't think he's ever sunk
to
that.
Well, I was going to say, Pomp, it might be too cheap for his taste.
Can you imagine Pomp doing
it? I'm looking at $5.95 for a bottle.
Pomp would do the thing they do when they reject wine in a restaurant. You know, rich people would take a little sip of Boone's yeah, Farm and hand it back. That ain't happening.
Throw his nose up in the air.
Right, like Tommy Barrasso.
Enjoy those nipples.
They used to... They would go out to dinner sometimes, I heard, the old Penguins, and Barrasso would be the guy who would send the wine back. Can you imagine that, Donnie?
No, I mean, I'm not really a wine guy, so I'm not going to be one. Like, I couldn't tell you if it was like a $1,000 bottle or one you get out of
or
the
Boone's
box
Farm
at Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
Donnie Joe keeps interrupting the segment.
What do you got?
The World Series is tonight. Game 6 in Toronto. As the Blue Jays look to close out the Dodgers, Trey is savage. The rookie had 39 strikeouts this playoffs, the most ever by a rookie, breaking Michael Wacha's record in 2013. What do you think, Joe? Do the Blue Jays, one of the teams you grew up rooting for, do they get it done?
No, that's what I think. Is it Yamamoto? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He's on the mound tonight, and he's literally unhittable. They're going to lose tonight. The dude pitches, he does what nobody else does anymore. He pitches complete games, and he's like some sort of AI invention. Like, he's unhittable.
That's like half of their team.
And then you come back in game 7, guess who their opener's going to be on the mound? Yeah, that's right. The same guy who's leading off and probably hitting homers that night, Ohtani. The Dodgers are going to win both these games and the World Series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change.
Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Man, I'll say this, though. When it comes to atmospheres in sports, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in that building the next 2 nights.
It's going to be great. It's been a great World Series. One of the greatest ever.
It really has, because I think the fear with a lot of people, and I would say you could throw me in there, you know, not that it was like live or die for me, whoever won this World Series. I'm, you know, rooting more for Toronto, just being, you know, not the dominant force that LA is, I guess. But I think the fear was, okay, the Dodgers are just going to do the same thing to the Blue Jays that they just did to the Brewers. And then we saw immediately that wasn't happening. You know what else is very impressive to me?
Huh.
The fact that after that very long 18-inning game, that would be one where if you're the losing team, it's very easy to deflate and go down and die.
Like the Jerry Mills game.
Yeah, the Blue Jays responded and won back-to-back on the road.
It was really impressive, but Donnie, have you seen this dude pitch? It's like somebody invented a pitch. It's sick what he does. He's going to go 9 tonight. I wonder what the over-under on his innings is in the betting world tonight. If it's 7.5, like, think about Skeens and how great he is. He doesn't go 9 innings.
Right.
This guy does it in the postseason. He's unhittable. I think they're a great bet tonight to win because of him. Next.
Urban Meyer, in an interview that he did. Yeah, I think he did, actually. Interview done this week says that he has no interest in returning as a college football coach, saying, I don't have a desire. I think this is a complete and utter lie from Urban, and I think it's because maybe programs just don't want him. Like, there has been a lot of rumors of Urban connected with other programs, and if when there's smoke, there's fire, Donnie. I think this is completely wrong from Urban, and he's leading people in the wrong path.
I can think of a pretty notable program that would likely love to have Urban Meyer at this point, as they are seeing candidate after candidate fall off the board, either being extended or going elsewhere. You're telling me that as a Penn State lover limits, you would not be happy about Urban Meyer. Given, you know, I don't care, like, as a guy, that's an aside. I don't think he's a good person whatsoever.
No.
Does he have it in him, though? I almost believe him. He seemed like a guy who was just broken by the profession.
Well, no, but what he was saying there was that, like, Austin is saying, I don't think teams want him. I believe if Urban Meyer says he doesn't feel like coaching, I think plenty of teams want him. He's one of the greatest college football coaches of this century.
The rumor in Penn State circles surrounding Urban Meyer is that Urban would be interested, but it seems like Penn State is not. That is the rumor.
I don't know how true it is, but that's their loss. I think that's their loss, to be honest. When this dude is at a program, look what he does. He went to Utah, turned them into a national power.
Yeah.
He went to Florida. He turned them into an unstoppable force. He went to Ohio State after they got handed down sanctions. He took them 12-0 his first year, couldn't even go to a bowl game because of their penalties. He immediately had them in the national championship picture almost every single year. And he was, what, like 8-0 against Michigan, the biggest rival?
I hear you, and I think tons of schools would want him. he strikes me as a guy who was broken by it all. That man in Jacksonville was just a shell walking around. And now it just seems like something's off with the guy, does it not? Like he's a burnout victim or something. Something just doesn't. And I remember when he was rising, and that was when Pitt played Utah in the Fiesta Bowl. I was there and I covered it. And he was just on fire, man. In fact, there was a, who was the Pitt receiver? The Pitt receiver who went to work for Pete Carroll. Who was that?
Pitt receiver that went to work for Pete
Devin
Carroll.
Street.
No, I can't. He was on the air with us a couple times.
So that would have been like the 04 Pitt team.
Yeah.
Antonio Bryant.
No, it doesn't matter anymore. He was covering the Fiesta Bowl for a radio station here or television. So he was taking notes on the sidelines, and Urban Meyer had the notes taken away from him.
Oh, wow.
He's like, get that dude out of here. And he was just bubbling. Urban Meyer was bubbling with like ferocity and paranoia and genius at that time. You know what I mean? He was a genius at that time.
Oh, I mean, he everything he touched when it came to college football, it turned to gold. And now, I mean, obviously things happened behind the scenes that weren't good. We saw that at Florida.
Of course.
And, you know, anytime
with him and half the other people. And I think he may have wound up not even coaching that game that year because he left and so did Uncle Walty. They were both gone by the time the game started.
And we know that he has had a past of where if things start to get dicey, he's out of there. He just goes to the old health issue well and he's gone. But it's hard to deny how good of a college coach this dude is. Now, maybe he doesn't want to do it in the NIL era, the transfer portal era. I get that, but it would have to be up to him. I think it would be pretty ignorant for a college program to look at Urban Meyer and say, yeah, I want no part of that guy.
Next.
All right, Penn State and Ohio State play this weekend. The line is 19.5. They're not going to win, but this is the last time that Penn State and Ohio State will play.
Yogi Roth. The guy's name was Yogi Roth. That was the Pitt receiver. And thank you to Brian Batko for that, and I'm sorry I interrupted you yet again, Limits.
The next time that they will play is in 2028. I think that the way that Penn State views rivalries is dumb. Because they don't view Ohio State as a rival. They don't really view anybody as a
rival.
Hashtag
unrivaled.
That is one thing that, as a Penn State fan, I cannot stand. Like, rivalries are good for your program. They're good for sports. They're good for your fandom. Pitt is your rival. You should play them every year.
No,
Ohio State should have been protected.
Who's Pitt's rival?
Pitt can have multiple rivals. West Virginia and Penn State can both be your rival. You're not mixed into a box and only needing to have one rival. You can have multiple. The Steelers are rivals with the Bengals, the Browns, and the Ravens.
What's your ultimate point
there? They need one. Penn State and Ohio State should play every single season, just like Pitt and
I don't know. Do you consider that a rivalry, Donnie? Penn State-Ohio State?
See, here's what's a little bit tough about that, Austin. And as much as I agree with you that teams can have multiple rivals, it's kind of like the Waynesburg W&J rivalry. Penn State almost never wins. The last time it's happened, it was the blocked kick game with Marcus Allen,
right.
Yes,
2016.
The Steelers' Marcus Allen.
Yeah, who once got, was he in the other team's huddle in that game too?
He may as well have been because he had the big play that stunned Ohio State on that night back in 2016. Since then, it's been loss after loss after loss after loss, some of them coming in heartbreaking fashion. And sometimes, well, I won't say the games are non-competitive, but I think this one will be. It's just tough to make a rivalry out of that when the history has shown, at least recent history, it's very one-sided.
I hear you on that one, and I think the line is too low. It's very simple here. Penn State is going into the Lions' Den without a quarterback. I heard somebody talking this morning about Jim Knowles, and yeah, he gives them a nice little advantage, I think, Penn State, because he knows those guys very well. And they may hang around for a while, and he may keep it low scoring for a while, but in the end, they're going to bury that quarterback, and they're going to bury Penn State.
What is the spread?
19.5.
Well, I guess I'll save my pick for 145.
That's what I'm going to do too here, Mr. Donnie.
Thank you, Limits. Is that it?
Can I give you one more?
No. Of course you can.
Callus came up with, I'm going to give Callus some credit here, a rap version of the Steelers Week they played on the morning show, and I would like to play it for you guys.
The Steelers. Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Welcome Kyle Duggar to the land of mediocrity, the football team in Pittsburgh City.
We can be one of the best of all time.
Thornhill, stop on a dime. That sentence feels like a crime. Watt got a new deal. We thought he came back, but where's he been? He only has 4 sacks. Garrett had 5 sacks in 1 game. Money's the only thing that'll bring Watt fame. All this money spent, but it seems we're in hell. The Steelers D ranks near worst in the NFL. But the offense is the problem, Tomlin, wouldn't you say?
We feel like we didn't respond in the appropriate way.
Remember how the defense gave up 35, yet you want Rodgers and company to take the dive? Maybe MVS can bless the treacherous mess of an offense that Tomlin felt he had to address. Crowley says,
Terrell Austin's a meat shield.
You want to know what's for real? Put Tomlin's defense on the field. You want our thoughts going into the Colts game?
Is this
going
to end soon, Lemon?
Get rid of all the scapegoats.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
And make Tomlin the one to blame. The players don't seem to have anything to hide. Listen.
Not enough fight on our side.
Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you. Home in front of your family, your kids. Make that name on your back mean something.
I thought that was pretty good from Harry. Yeah,
it got better. The ending was really good. I was bogged down a little bit there, though. Donnie.
How about the shot at T.J. Watt? I thought that was a good line.
Yeah, that was some pretty good lines.
Something about only money is going to bring Mr. Watt fame.
Yeah, it brought it took on the effect of a Christmas carol with the rhyming, didn't it? Later on, almost like something out of Frosty or Rudolph.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're getting into that season too, Joe, and I know you're very excited.
Yeah, 'twas the night before Christmas. Limits, you like that, yes?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty solid from Harry. I got to give him credit.
I get intimidated when I hear the James Harrison thing. That's like how scary that guy is.
Yeah.
He's not even talking to me.
I said Tomlin should bring him in for a pep talk this weekend before the game.
I'd bring in that whole defense.
Yeah.
So I mean, 05 defense.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as this.
The fans' Christmas chorus brings you Mosey the Snowman.
Meanwhile, intern Dom has taken a long-distance shot at us.
Oh, what a surprise.
He took a photo of me and Donnie and said we didn't put any effort into costumes on Halloween. How disappointing.
I dressed as a high school football sideline reporter, and you dressed up.
I dressed up as a typical American worker. Normally, I have shorts and a T-shirt on. Today, I have a nice sweater and jeans and dress shoes.
Yeah, you look very sharp.
Thank you. So I actually did
dress
up.
That's not a Halloween costume.
Maybe. Well, what's your costume? You have your regular stuff on.
No, I'm depressed Penn State fan today.
He finally got rid of
that every day.
And he finally got rid of the Quasimodo look. He finally got rid of the neck roll.
Yeah.
He finally pulled the
Hey, Shane, that was a part of my costume, but I got shamed into taking the hood out.
The Shane Conlon neck roll. All right, coming up, what you've all been waiting for. It's been a while. It's a quiz show with Donnie and Joe.
Isn't the score in this one 3-2?
Yes, it is.
In favor of Donnie?
Ooh,
might be the last quiz show. Might be the last one.
What do you mean
by
series.
That? If Donnie wins the series,
oh, no, it's a 4-2, season.
Then it's over.
It's a 17-game series.
It's a 7-game series.
Now we're going to keep quiz show going. Thank you, Lynn.
We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.